now Warsaw. WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's March the 8th, 2025. And the boys' basketball season will last at least one more day because the boys were winners last night over Goshen, 59-51. We'll play a highlight and talk to Matt Moore about that coming up later in the show. Warsaw will play Northridge at 7 o'clock tonight for the sectional championship. Northridge beat Elkhart 49-34, but that's a six-point game with about 5 minutes to go. So Northridge got pushed last night, but in the end, they were just the better team. The winner of the Elkhart sectional plays the winner of the Michigan City sectional in the regional. LaPorte beat Michigan City 66-51, and Riley beat Adams 70-54. So LaPorte at 16-9 takes on 20-win Riley tonight at 6:30 Central Time in the championship. In the championship at Lake Central, it's number 2 Crown Point at 20-2, taking on Lake Central at 9-13. At Valparaiso, it's 19-5 Portage and 7-18 Merrillville. At Carroll's sectional, Carroll and Northrop advance. So two teams that Warsaw beat in the regular season and two teams that are under 500 will play for the championship at Carroll High School tonight. Carroll is 10-15, Northrop 10-13. At Fort Wayne, Wayne, Homestead will play Wayne for the championship. That should be a really good game. Homestead's 20-5, Wayne is 17-6. Also in the North in 4A, Harrison from West Lafayette, who the Tigers just beat a couple weeks ago at 18-6, plays 17-7 Kokomo. And, of course, the Tigers scrimmaged with Kokomo this season. And at Carmel, it's Noblesville and number 1 and unbeaten Fishers in the championship game tonight. At Plymouth, Culver Academy and St. Joe advanced. At Northwood, Tippecanoe Valley beat Wawasee 44-29. And was Columbia City over Fairfield 55-33. That should be a really good game tonight at the Pit. In Jimtown, it was Jimtown and Bremen advancing, and those two rivals from the Northern State Conference will meet for the championship there. At Westview, Westview and Central Noble will play for the title. At Wabash, Manchester beat Rochester 71-46, and Oak Hill beat Cass 55-46. So 21-2 Manchester takes on 17-6 Oak Hill for the title tonight at 7:30. At North Judson, Triton beat Elkhart Christian 42-34, and Trinity beat South Central 41-33. So with 21 wins, Triton will be the favorite tonight, taking on Trinity for the sectional championship at North Judson. At Fremont, Lakewood Park and Fort Wayne Canterbury win. At Southwood, Northfield and Daleville will play for the championship there at 7:30. Again, last night, the Warsaw boys team was a winner. They were winners over Goshen, 59-51. They play Northridge tonight at 7 for the championship. The Warsaw girls season ended last weekend at the state finals. We'll talk with Lenny Krebs about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at splendorboatswarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
They trap Butler at midcourt. She pushes off. Now she'll lob it out through Thomas's hands. And it's saved in, but it's saved into Bricker. Bricker in transition. Up the right side, there's Zartman with a head fake and a drive into the lane. Stops. Back to Neely in the corner for three. It's good. Here come the Lady Tigers.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Cribbs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I've had several people send me a text and just say, this is a wellness check. I'm checking in to see how you're doing. Believe it or not, I wasn't up on that ledge ready to jump. It was a good run, a good journey. I've had a lot of people, you know, text. I know it wasn't the result you wanted. And I finally just had to tell myself and start replying. No, but it was a journey that every head coach dreams of.
Yeah.
And so, once again, I wanted one more win. That's probably somewhat greedy of me after the fact that we had the run. I just wanted one more win for the girls to experience that opportunity. But you know what? A great season, a great run. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year we were going to be 26-2 and finish runner-up for the state championship, I'd have said, where do I sign up?
We're going to talk about the whole season in just a second. I do want to talk about the game for just a couple of minutes. After the first quarter, it's 19-17, and I thought to myself, well, the nervous first quarter never happened. They're in good shape. And you had to feel the same way. Up 19-17, the way they performed on offense, you had to feel pretty good about that.
No, I was really encouraged by how we performed offensively. In my mind, I'm also thinking, there's no way Lawrence North continues to shoot the ball this way for the next three quarters. Hat off to them. They did. We went through a stretch right there where we didn't shoot the ball well. But after one quarter, very pleased, very happy with where we were. We had the pace we wanted. You know, you and I talk about that pace all the time. We had the pace we wanted in the first quarter, and it was showing on the scoreboard.
One of the keys to the game, and it really came out early, they scored 17 points in large part because they were getting offensive rebounds. They were just leaning on your girls and getting them deep enough inside kind of the restricted area, if we had one in high school, that semicircle under the basket, they were nudging your girls underneath there far enough they could get offensive rebounds and putbacks, and that's why it wasn't 19-7 at the end of the quarter.
No, we were blocking out, in a sense. If you go back and watch some of that film, we were making contact, but a lot of that was, I guess I should phrase it, they were making contact with us. There was contact on the rebounds. But when you're not the one that hits first, you're going to be the one that's off balance. And they were crashing the boards hard and hitting us first and putting us in position where we couldn't elevate and rebound. And anytime you give up second chance baskets, it's going to be tough to win. And that was probably one of the few games this entire season where rebounding became an issue for us. Now, I can't remember another game, even the McCutchen game, where they were known for their offensive rebounding. It didn't hurt us. This was the first game the entire season where I felt like offensive rebounds really became an issue for us.
And then the middle two quarters happen. And what a nightmare scenario for you and your girls, because nothing worked at either end of the floor. They're making all their shots, and we just couldn't buy a basket.
You know, you go back and watch that film. We got good looks. You know, Brooke Zartman had two transition threes on the right side in transition. Normally, she hits those things. Just a lot of things happened. You know, we had a turnover, and Bricker picks up her second foul in that whole scenario. Just a lot of things happened that probably didn't go our way. But if you look over the, once again, the course of 28 games, a lot went our way. And those middle two quarters, I think if it could have went wrong, it did. Next thing I know, I'm thinking about putting Bricker back in partway through the second quarter. And I'm telling myself, no, it's just a 3 or 4 point game right now. We're just fine. And then there was just a situation where it ballooned to 8 quickly right before halftime. And coming out the third quarter, we just couldn't get that rhythm going. Before you know it, we look up and we're down double digits. You know, and at that point in time, I knew we were going to have to just turn ourselves loose and just go play. But I sat in a huddle with them and reminded them, we've been here before. I'm going to take you back to Valpo. We were down 19-3. We know what to do. Let's just go do it. And to the girls' defense, they responded and handled that well.
Down 19 in that third quarter, and then early in the fourth quarter, down 19, and then your girls look like your girls again. Pressing, trapping, stealing the ball, turning it into transition points, and a stretch that, even though Warsaw lost the game, people are still going to be talking about the first 3 minutes of that fourth quarter for a long, long time, when your girls hit 4 3-pointers in a row to go from 19 down to 7 down. That was just the most incredible stretch. We played Alexis's three. That was the last of those 4 3-pointers.
No, and that's where we saw our kids just relax and go play again. We really didn't do anything different other than we did start to press a little bit more, but you started to see us just rotate, trap, scramble with no second thought about what we were supposed to do. And we didn't have that for those middle two quarters. It was almost like we were timid. We were afraid to rotate. We were afraid to do things. And we were afraid to make a mistake. And finally, they just started playing. What would happen if we'd have had another 2 minutes? I don't know. But the thing I can say about this group is, all year long, we continue to preach, handle hard, handle adversity, handle hard. And their response to hard, being down 19, was a response I think any coach can be proud of. And put us down 3, I think, under a minute to go, and an opportunity to crawl back in this game and make a game of it. I'm sure Coach Thomas over on the other bench was starting to sweat a little bit. And just proud of the girls and their response to those middle two quarters.
Well, we knew that if you could stay within 6 points, that you had a fighting chance because of the way they shot free throws, which isn't very good. And they were true to form until Butler got her hands on the ball in the last 45 seconds, and she hit 4 free throws in a row that really put the game on ice.
You know, that you go back to that stretch again. That was a stretch we didn't execute as well as we needed to. We kept telling the kids, once they inbound the ball, one trap and the pass out, and then we will foul. We kept fouling on the first pass inbound, and unfortunately that was to Butler in that situation. We needed to trap her, make her throw it out, and then foul the next person. And that was something that we didn't do very well. Anytime, you know, we've experienced that. You go back to HSE. We hit our free throws down the stretch. It makes it very difficult for a team to catch up when you are always given 2 shots in today's game when you're in the bonus. And hat off to Butler. She hit her free throws, kept them in front, and, you know, iced the game for them.
Take us into the locker room after the game, and then obviously you go back to the hotel, and there's a little reception for you and the girls there, and the stuff that happened afterwards. What was it like?
You know, the locker room, they were obviously upset. They wanted to win that game. I think they knew they could have won that game. I think there's some disappointment there. And my whole conversation with them was just telling them how proud of them I was and how they had learned to love each other. They had shown me how to love. They had shown our community how to love. You take 12 girls from 12 different backgrounds, 12 different families, and they came together and almost pulled off something that has happened in Warsaw twice in girls basketball, last time 1978. But the most impressive thing was how they just loved each other. And that taught me so much. And that's what I wanted to talk to them about. And I also told them as a head coach, I wanted to win this game. However, I can go home and sleep because they know how to handle hard. They know how to compete. You know, for example, I challenge them to compete every day because there are some battles in life you can't afford to lose. Those girls aren't going to lose those battles that they can't afford to lose because they know how to fight. They know how to, and for that, I can go home and sleep. If you would have told me you would sleep your best that you've ever slept this season after you lose a game, I'd have been like, that's not happening. If I lose a game, I'm probably not sleeping. I'm just so proud of these girls and all they've shown me. And as I said, I can only pray that I've been able to impact them a fraction of the way they've been able to impact me. Because they made me a better person, a better coach, a better husband, a better father, because they showed me how to love unconditionally. And that's what we talked about. We talked about the journey. We just spent that time together. You know, we went back to the hotel, went to the conference room down in the basement. We had a room reserved, had pizza, sat around and talked for a while, and just went back through the journey. Just a good time for our kids. But like I said, I'm proud of all they accomplished. And I know those seniors, when they leave, are going to be all right.
Yeah, they're going to be all right, for sure. So let's look ahead, right? This is where you give us kind of the state of the program address. You had a JV that went 19-2. You had a freshman coach who circumstances led to becoming the JV coach. And Karen Gardner did a really good job with the JV. And I thought that our JV season was as solid of a JV season as we've had in a long time. We've had JVs that won a lot of games but kind of skirted through just because the talent level was deeper. This team played really well at the JV level. There are going to be, for those four senior spots that are now open, there are going to be more than four girls fighting for those four spots.
We're going to miss these seniors. I'm going to start off with that. We're going to miss these four seniors. No questions asked about that. I mean, that's a definite statement. We're going to miss the Brooke Winchester, the Abby Peterson, the Braylee Chastain, the Layla Knapp. However, I am extremely excited, and you and I have had this conversation about the fact that we have our three of our top four leading scorers back. We get Kelsey ran back from an injury. We've got Kyra Kaiser, who's now looking like Kyra Kaiser. She's moving well. She's quick. You know, it took about half of the season for that to happen. You've got a JV group that has some different pieces that you can plug in and make things happen. You are not going to replace a Brooke Winchester with one kid. However, you've got a Kaylee Goheen who can go rebound, give you an inside presence. You've got a Madison Branham who can shoot outside. She can rim run. She can trail and shoot the three. You know, you've got losing Andrew. You've got Regan Robinson. You've got Aaron McManus, who's still kind of, you know, waiting in the wings there at the varsity. There's a lot of different pieces. I'm excited about where we're at. Once again, you take 26-2, varsity 19-2, JV. But our freshman team had a solid season. We've got a great group of eighth graders coming from Lakeview. We're excited about where we're at as far as skill and talent. What we need to make sure we do is that we duplicate the culture of our program and continue to love each other. And all of those kids trying to fight for those four spots, this would be my advice to them. Buy into loving each other. That's it. Your talent will be magnified. We can teach you how to dribble. We can teach you how to shoot. Buy into loving each other.
And that's not easy to do, is it?
It's harder than you think, because when someone's playing in front of you or someone's competing in your mind against you versus competing with you, it's hard for me to say I'm going to love you when you are taking something that I want. That's hard, and especially in today's world, as hard as 16 to 18-year-old kids to do that. And that's what made this group so unique, just a special group that they truly did want the best for each other, and it showed. And for me to say buy into loving each other, that's easy. For them to come do that next year when, you know, some of them, it's going to be their junior year, and they want that. You have a tendency to focus on that instead of the culture, and that's going to be the key for us. I really think we have the opportunity to be just as good, if not better, next year if we can figure that piece out.
I know you hate the thought of this, but this run, this trip to the state finals put a lot of attention on you and your journey all the way back from when you were little and the hearing loss and how God has impacted your life. This has given you an opportunity to share with people in a way that you would never had before. Can you talk about that?
You know, I don't want to use the word platform, because I hate when people use that word in a sense, because it almost makes it seem like it's about me, and it's not about me. It's given me the opportunity, I guess is a better word, to share my story of overcoming a barrier of my hearing, and my faith, all of those things that were important to me. It's given me the opportunity to just tell my story. And I don't tell it because I want people to know about me. I hope I can tell it in a way that will inspire one other person to overcome something in life and see that they can achieve anything that they want to achieve. Because if you go back and you have known me for a long time, and you would tell me that with a profound hearing loss that I would be able to teach and coach, very few people would say that is not, that's going to happen. Most people would say, no way on God's green earth are you going to teach and coach. And I have seen answers to those prayers that have allowed me to do both of those things with a profound hearing loss. And, you know, for the first 47 years of my life, if you wanted to talk about me behind my back, you could talk about me behind my back, and I wasn't going to hear a word you said. Let's just be honest. And now, you know, I have an opportunity to hear people in a way that I've never heard them. And to me, if I can use that story to inspire one person, and here's a perfect example, and I'm gonna say this, but I ran into a news reporter that's well known in this area who has a 16-year-old who just got hearing aids. Now we have a connection and an opportunity for me to share that, go conquer the world, kid. To me, that is what this opportunity is about. And as a person of faith, if my story can help inspire you, that's what I wanted to do. But more importantly, I've said all along, my value does not come from what I do. My value comes from who I am and whose I am. And it gave me an opportunity to test that theory myself in a sense of, can I hold true to that in good times and in bad? And regardless, I kept telling my family, my wife, I'm just going to turn all glory back to God in the sense of, that's what this is all about. All glory to Him.
And you've done that. Thank you for a lot of fun this year.
Well, thank you. It was a fun journey. I do want to just tell the community, thank you for your support. The girls heard you. The girls saw you. That sea of orange that they saw at all of their games was inspiring to them, knowing that the community was behind them. I just want to say thank you for that. And a shout out to the boys as well. The boys playing in the sectional final tonight. Let's go out and support them. Let's show the boys the same love that we've shown the girls. Go out and support them as they play in the sectional final tonight. And when they win, let's just keep that rolling as a community.
And our next opportunity to celebrate the girls will be Thursday night at the annual Hall of Fame banquet and dinner. We will take a minute before things get rolling to honor the girls for their great season and also for the football team as well. Matt Moore's Warsaw Tigers are playing for a championship tonight. We'll talk with him about last night's game and preview tonight. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Aldifer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
You see a chipped or cracked windshield. We see it repaired or replaced by specialists at our place or yours. Our glass doctor specialists use original equipment glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, we'll replace the glass free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 road hazard guarantee. Visit glassdoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor.
Your eyes deserve the best care, and at Reinholdt & Talmer Eye Care Associates, that's exactly what we offer. Hi, this is Dr. Mitch Reinholdt. From routine eye exams to specialized medical eye care, at our office, we have you covered. Our experienced and caring doctors and staff are here to help. We serve the eye care needs of Kosciuszko County Monday through Friday and select Saturdays by appointment. Visit ReinholdtEyeCare.com or stop in to 3301 East Center Street Extension to schedule your appointment today.
Klein works his way in on the freshman Jones, fakes, puts it up in the lane and scores. That's how the game started, with both teams attacking the basket. Klein now with 12, 46-40. Justice wide open, left corner three, good! They left him all by himself, and he hits a three-pointer.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I really felt like that was the key moment in the game. They put on a push at the start of the fourth quarter. They get two baskets. It goes from 10 down to 6 at 46-40, and then they have half their guys in one defense and half their guys in the other, and Parker's standing down there all by himself, and a good job. That's a 50-foot pass that literally was in a shoebox. It was a perfect pass. Parker, all he had to do was turn and catch it and shoot it and put it in, and he did.
And you look at both sides of that. Like, for us, just the awareness of Parker to get down the floor, get to his spot, and Maiden to get it to him. And then for them, you know, the game's hanging in the balance, and they're disorganized, and that maybe breaks the game the other way if they're matched up. So it's interesting. The other night at I'm coaching TBA teams, and I'm running practice the other night, and I pull one of the groups aside, and I just talked about how important being organized is. And, you know, when your room is organized or your vehicle's organized, like things are where they're supposed to be, it's easier to find things. And so having someone in your program that can organize your group, especially when things get a little chaotic, is extremely important. And we've been able to avoid that a lot this year. Carson's done a great job, Sam at times, Maiden at times, and they were disorganized in that moment. Maiden made the right play, got it to Parker, hit a big shot.
Let's go back to the beginning of the game. And even in that highlight, we heard it mentioned, the beginning of the game, both teams were getting the ball and putting their head down and going to the basket and having great success with that. Does that surprise you?
You know, I don't know. It's a funny game. You know, you look at how the game Tuesday played out, and there's some ball handling errors and there's some nerves. And you look at the first game yesterday with Elkhart and Northridge, and some of the same, right? There's not a flow to the game. And then our game, there was a little bit more flow for us at least. I can't speak on how the Goshen team felt, but I thought our flow was much more who we are through the season. I think part of that is you got to see the ball go in. And, you know, we designed a play to start the game to get a look for a certain guy at a certain place. And when that goes well, that guy usually ends up having a good game. And it's unfortunate you just can't have five first possessions of the game where each guy gets to take a shot that we want for him. But, you know, it is important for our guys to understand that if we get the ball to the box, the area that we design that we call the box, we shoot at a very high percentage all season long, almost 64%. And you can drive it in there, you can throw it in there, and you can rebound it in there. And that's always been an emphasis for us, and it will continue to be. And we have guys right now that can drive the ball at a high level to the basket area and do something with it.
It's funny now, after 64 minutes of basketball against one team, you can look back and kind of see some trends. Goshen matched up pretty well with you this season in two games, didn't they?
Yeah, and they're, you know, for all intents and purposes, one of the teams to beat next year. They got a lot of juniors back. I think Michael does a fantastic job with his group, and they have an identity. They have a really good player. And we knew that. We knew coming in that we were going to have our hands full. But at the same time, I think our guys have a lot of confidence. And, you know, this group in particular, I don't think it's too high or too low. We've talked about before, Roger, there are not a lot of dynamic, outgoing personalities on the group. They're
No.
just very laid back, very reserved. And the payoff of that sometimes is the emotional output that some players get, highs or lows. You don't see that a lot with our group. And I think that has been a steady consistency this year in the wins and in the close games. And we've had two games in the fourth quarter. We've been down three possessions, and our guys just keep doing what we do. And I think that's a key factor last night for us is Goshen was going to be ready. We're going to play Tiger basketball. And when the dust settles, we're going to move on to Saturday.
I know he had 18 points last night, but in two games, your guys held Levi Sawatsky 25 points. You got to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a load. And it takes a toll on you, like, mentally and emotionally. When you go in knowing that you have a matchup that is an important matchup, I think that takes a special guy to enter that. Because all day you're thinking about your matchup, and you've watched film, and, you know, and every night there's a guy that has that matchup or a few guys that have that matchup. And I thought Sam Maiden in particular last night did a really good job of just making it very difficult for him to get any kind of an offensive rhythm. And again, that's a big part of their success, and we were able to blunt that.
It's an old phrase, but there are lots of different ways to skin a cat. And Maiden and Sam are two very different defenders in the way they go about it. Maiden with his foot quickness, Sam is stunningly strong for no bigger than he is. And yet they both were able to keep control of Sawatsky until the late stages of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's been a really neat evolution for that group because, you know, it's kind of like thunder and lightning. I mean, they both have something that's very impactful. And to your point, like, Maiden's evolved as a very dynamic, both offensive and defensive player. Like, I think sometimes it gets lost on people. that there is a process that you have to go through to grow. And part of that is strain. Like when you know, I didn't grow very much, but, you know, when players grow from 5'8 to 6'4, like, it hurts. Like, you can feel that. And Maiden last year, you know, especially near the back end of the year, like, our rotation starts to minimize a little bit. And he didn't get a lot of court time in the sectional and in the regional. And he just stayed the course. And I know that there are a lot of kids, and there are even people out there that are giving kids bad advice of, you know, you're not getting done right. You need to move on. Like, the reality is, no, you need to go through this thing, and you need to see what's going to come out of it on the other side. And Maiden is proof that if you love the pursuit of excellence and you put in the time and you work at your craft, on the other side of that is going to be a bunch of individual and team success because of your diligence in that. And I couldn't be happier for what he's been able to accomplish this year.
Maiden is one example, but when you look through your roster, you've got several guys who are like that. We played the Parker Justice 3. Parker Justice is a great example of that. A guy who didn't put up gaudy numbers as a JV kid, who played JV as a junior, and now look what he's doing for the varsity. Got a little bit bigger, got a little bit stronger, and has found himself a niche in this team.
Yeah, and you look at, and it's not like you have to replace, you know, when we lost Luke, it was an impact, and we feel it still today. And I wish that we had Luke available. The thing that you can't replace is what it is guys like Luke do. Like, you can't change your game to fill in those voids. What you can do, though, and what we've been able to do in the games in his absence, is everybody else has just done their thing at a little higher level. And so Parker's role prior was catch it and shoot it, buddy. Like, that, you shoot it as well as anybody I've ever coached. Like, just do that. Just catch it, shoot it. You know, Maiden's production has risen. Drew Jones' production has risen significantly. His ability to guard multiple positions and be an athlete has been phenomenal. You look at Carson's production has risen. Like, and Brant and Robbie are going to get a lot more attention, and so their production may not rise as much because the assignments on the other teams are going to those two guys, but they also have lived inside of who they are. And so we do have a team full of guys that are about the process of who we're trying to be. And I think that's why we're sitting at 24-4 right now, and we haven't skipped a beat because we got a group of guys that are committed to us.
I know that you had said before the game, and you and I had talked in my office at the school about wanting to get a lead in the game last night so that you could get Carson off his feet and get some of your starters out. And even though it wasn't a wide margin, you were still able to do that last night and finish the game without 24 on the floor. That has to be a big positive going into tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that I think when you're 17, you just want to hoop, right? And those guys don't want to ever come off, and they get kind of grumpy when they do, and that's, and you appreciate that. You really do. But, you know, Brant and Robbie and Carson, those guys have logged big minutes for us all year long. And if we can save some steps defensively, or, you know, a tweak of a foot or jamming a finger, any of that stuff in the last 2 or 3 minutes with some cushion, we trust the guys on the bench, but we also know the production and the value that those three guys bring. In a game like tonight, and I said it yesterday, like, it's about seniors. It's about seniors making senior plays. And, you know, we have one game left, and we're going into a one-game series with a fantastic team, with a great head coach, with really good players, and it's going to be a war, and we got to be ready to go.
Coach, tonight you're taking on a Northridge team that you played back at the beginning of January. It's a team that everybody was looking forward to that game, and everybody knew why. For three quarters, it was a really close and tight game, and your kids were down 7 points with 3 minutes to go and went on a 14-2 run to win that game. What do you remember about that game? And again, what's relevant to tonight when you think about what happened that night in the Tiger Den?
I mean, it was a fantastic game. We've been talking about this matchup. I remember in the summer when we started to install our zone, I talked to the guys like, you're going to go to the Hall of Fame, you're going to play well, you're going to go to the Richmond tournament, you're going to play well, and then you're going to have a chance to face off with very few losses, if any, against a Northridge team at home for a conference championship who's probably not going to have any losses as well. And most of that played out, and it was a great game. I thought our staff did a really good job of just preparing us for that game in particular. And so, you know, I think this game is different. They're different. They're more seasoned. They have an identity. They've only lost three games, two in a row. Ours was the first, and then Northwood, and then one later to Riley. And so they're playing very well offensively. And that obviously is what you look at when you see them play, is their efficiency to shoot the basketball from three. And then they have a really good basket area player. And if you've seen us play this year, those are the types of teams that have given us trouble. Teams that have a guy that they can throw it to, and he can score one-on-one in the basket area. So we have improved in that. The Harrison game, the Valley game, we were able to do some things to kind of blunt that a little bit. But I think for us, it's not really changing anything. It's just living inside of the belief of, you know, the skill that we have, the ability to make shots, and the ability to play multiple defenses. I think we've got to be able to stack stops together. They're going to make runs. They're going to make shots. They're good players, but so are we. And when we do that and we play fast, it'll be a fun basketball atmosphere. And I want our guys to just kind of be part of that experience and not think about, man, I have to win. Like, no, you get to do this tonight. There are a handful of teams left that get to do this, and we were fortunate to be one of them.
Obviously, the challenge is Scholl on the inside is quite a player, and he showed it again last night. But if you pay too much attention to him, they've got plenty of other guys, lots of snipers out there, Radiker and Johnson and other guys that and Bales that can all shoot it from the outsides if you are leaning too much on the inside.
Yeah, it's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. Like, how do you choose to play? You know, the first time we played them in the zone, we really believed that we could take away the three. You know, they make about 10 or 11 threes a game. We did that in that game. Scholl had 23, but I was okay with giving him 25 and them not shooting threes, and it was a five-point win. And so I think that's a key for us, is we've got to make his catches difficult, but we can't let them shoot threes and make threes, especially in transition, because when they do, they're as good as anybody that we've played this year offensively.
And momentum-wise, those transition threes really set them on fire. I mean, those are big for any team, but for them, it really stirs them up on defense and makes their defense that much better.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it is the modern-day rivalry for Warsaw now. It's Northridge. It's, as you look at, you know, at least since I've been here, they've been the worthy opponent on the other side. And I talked about this a few weeks ago with the Grace guys, like, there's something about a contemporary. You know, you look at, you know, Ali had Frazier. You look at Michael Jackson, he had Prince. You look at, you know, David had Goliath. Like, all these things through the course of time that are kind of intertwined. And, you know, I think right now the two programs in the North that have top to bottom youth programs, coaching, players, community support, it is the Warsaw Tigers and the Northridge Raiders.
Okay, go get them tonight.
Thank you.
That's Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. Tonight, 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock tip-off from Northside Gym as Warsaw takes on Northridge for a trip to the regional. When we come back, we have other kids to talk about in other sports, and we'll do that here on the Tiger Sports Diary next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When your home needs a fresh look, visit Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features an extensive selection of flooring products, including inviting carpet, luxury vinyl, ceramic flooring, laminate, tile, and more. Brower's even does backsplashes and custom walk-in showers. Brower's has been serving the community for over 50 years, and their team of flooring experts work with you to create stunning spaces in your home. Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotec Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at flotecpandh.com. Flotec Plumbing and Heating.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Townsquare Furniture in downtown Warsaw. We're a family-owned business, so when you stop in to see us, you're not just a number. We treat people the way we like to be treated. You're important to us. We'll work with you to answer questions and show you options. At Reinhold's, you'll find a great selection of furniture for every room in your home from companies like Lazy Boy, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Smith Brothers of Bern. We invite you to stop in and check us out. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's go back to last Saturday. The State Swimming and Diving Championships down at the IU Natatorium in Indianapolis. The swimming team, part of it, was knocked out of the tournament on Friday, but the divers competition was on Saturday. So let's start with the prelims. Warsaw had two divers there, Ian Parrott and Skylar Crutch. In the opening round, Ian Parrott was second overall with a score of 243.50, and Skylar Crutch was ninth at 184.55, so they both got to keep going. On to the semifinals. Ian Parrott again second with a score of 371.95, Skylar Crutch 11th at 269.50. Again, they both get to keep going on to the final dives. Warsaw's Ian Parrott ends up third with a score of 504.25. The winning score was 655.95. And by the way, that not only broke the state finals record, it shattered it. 655 is the new mark. The old record was Philip Jones from Hamilton Southeastern in 2001, 623.90. So that is 32 points better than the old record. Ian Parrott third, 504.25. Skylar Crutch 14th at 359.75. So those guys went to Indy and they got the job done. And good job by them at the state finals. The girls' gymnastics team competed at the sectional at Lakeland last weekend. On Saturday in the vault competition, Adasia Wells was 15th with a score of 8.650. Liliana Rack was 27th. Myra Marshall was 32nd. Harper Escapule finished in 36th. In the bars, by the way, top six in each individual event get to go on to the next round. Adasia Wells was 16th in the bars competition at 7.150. Harper Escapule was 25th, and Liliana Rock finished in 32nd. In the beam competition, Adasia Wells of Warsaw, 22nd, with a score of 7.375. Liliana Rock was 29th, Myra Marshall, 37th, and Harper Escapule finished in 39th. And in the floor exercise, Harper Escapule had the best score from Warsaw, 24th, with a score of 7.775. And also for Warsaw, Deja Wells was 29th, and Liliana Rock was 30th, and Ella Adams was 32nd. In the all-around competition, Deja Wells had Warsaw's best individual score with 30.750. That was 17th overall. Liliana Rock was 20th, and Harper Escapule came in 23rd. The team scores, top three teams advance. Angola, 111.475. Elkhart, 109.675, Plymouth, 103.950, all advances teams, and Warsaw finished with an eighth-place finish at 84.775. But let me just tell you this. The number's up in gymnastics, and that's fantastic, and there's no sign of it dropping anytime soon. All these kids are underclassmen. They will all be back for next season, and good for Tanya Douglas, and we hope that they can get some more kids out there and work that team score up. This is the best team score overall that they've had in several years, and that's fantastic. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
pay. I know! Man, y'all need to chill out. You got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hello, I'm Jay Riggin with Rock Hill Pinnock. Besides death and taxes, the only other thing that's inevitable in life is change. This coming year, we're likely to see changes in both federal and state law that will affect you. While we can't eliminate death or taxes, we can help you protect yourself and your family from future changes that will affect us all. Make sure you're getting the best advice to help you deal with your legal needs by calling Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
With a guarantee of accuracy and your max refund or your money back, you can file with confidence and convenience at an H&R Block office near you. Just walk in or make an appointment to get your taxes squared away as early as today at your neighborhood H&R Block.
This is Vicki Wilson from your locally owned H&R Block offices on Walton Boulevard and Commerce Drive.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
What a privilege it was to lend my voice to the Lady Tigers' run all the way to the state championship game. I, like so many others, are disappointed they didn't win that last game, but not disappointed in them. As I wrote in the Times Union, and I meant it, I think that their greatest accomplishment is that they figured it out, right? That they understand what it really means in life to succeed. And they figured that out over the course of the last 18 months. Go back to Christmas time last year. This was an 8-7 basketball team, and it's basically the same group of girls. They were 8-7, and they were reeling, and they had to make the long bus ride back from Center Grove after losing two games in that tournament. And from that point on to today, they've lost three games. They lost to Northridge in the sectional, they lost to Homestead in this year's regular season in January, and they lost in the state championship game. Otherwise, they've won 32 games and lost three since that moment. So fantastic, and it was fun to be a part of, and we thank Lenny Krebs for coming in on Saturday. Matt Moore will be back next weekend, hopefully recorded in advance of the regional, but we'll see. How will they do tonight? We will find out. Coming up in just a little bit. And we will also begin over the next 2 weeks to get caught up on our other winter coaches, Chris Huber with girls and boys wrestling, and also with Anthony DeBroda for girls and boys swimming, and Coach Douglas with gymnastics. So we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Thanks to the sponsors for allowing us the opportunity to be here on Saturdays. And enjoy your Saturday. And again, 6:30 pregame show tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off from Northside Gym. What are you doing tonight? Come on up. Cheer for the Tigers. They need you tonight. Because Northridge proved last night that they're taking over, right? They're taking over Northside Gym. As a matter of fact, in the Warsaw section, when the Warsaw fans arrived, there were probably 100 Northridge fans sitting in the Warsaw section behind the Northridge bench. Let's not let that happen tonight. Let's show up. Students, get there, carpool, ride together, and let's yell for Warsaw and try to get them through the sectional with a big win tonight over the Northridge Raiders. We will see you there tonight at 6:30.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.